You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Friday, December 11th, 2015. Week 134 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Let's start out with some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is A Very Murray Christmas. Bill Murray special on Netflix. When was the last time you saw a Christmas special anyways? Just watch it.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I can't think of the last Christmas special I saw. Like
not
celebrity driven.
New one, right? Well, what's an even old one? I don't know.
Like back in the day, they had like Dean Martin and stuff like that.
My recommendation is Ray, the Ray Charles movie. Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles.
And then Ray Charles dies. This is another. It's like Destiny Pizza.
This kills.
We're like the biopic thing where the person dies during the biopic filming.
Yes.
Like Walk the Line, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And Dewey Cox.
Good movie. Jamie Foxx actually. Dewey Cox.
They should have. I wonder if they did that.
What?
In the credits, if they're like R.I.P. to Dewey Cox.
Oh, shit.
And then it's what's his name next to himself in the picture?
Yeah. He's like, oh man.
Like next to an old version. Oh, that'd be so great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, they probably did an R.I.P. to Jonah Hill's character. Who played his brother?
Oh.
Oh, you never,
no, I never saw the movie.
Okay, that was really funny.
That's funny. Yeah, so check out Ray on Netflix.
Yeah.
And on Netflix today, The Adventures of Puss in Boots Season 2 and a probably a terrible movie, The Ridiculous Six, Adam Sandler's movie.
Yeah, like I was on Netflix last night and there was like a trailer for it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it was when I was going to decide to watch Master of None.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I might watch, if it's like an hour or 2 hours, I might watch this right now while Fallout is installing. And then once Fallout's done, I'll turn it off.
Uh-huh.
And I saw play trailer and I was like, oh, never mind. I don't want to watch this.
Did you watch the trailer?
No.
Okay. I think I can't do this.
I'd rather watch Master of None for a third time than watch.
Yeah, I can't do it.
So how was your week?
Your week back to reality. Back to work. Felt like a very long week. I was just like, because I had a week off and then I had this week and I was like, this is going by very slow.
Yeah.
It was just a long week, just catching up on everything. It was a long work week.
Yeah.
What are you up to this week?
I didn't go to school, or I didn't go to work on Monday because I was like so behind on my classwork because after I just couldn't finish everything on Sunday night. And then, Tuesday, I went to work and class, and that was fine and dandy. And then I came home. Oh, yeah. So I get a text. As I'm leaving class, I get a call from my mom, and she's like, oh, like, what do you want to eat? Like, your dad had beans and toast, very British meal, right? Mm-hmm. And my mom had, like, canned chili with salsa, and like you mix it up and then you eat it with chips. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll just have that. So I ate that, and like last week Saturday, I remember I was like super sick.
Yeah.
So I eat that and I end up finishing it around midnight, and I come upstairs and my stomach's just burning and I just feel so horrible, and I ended up getting 2 hours of sleep that night. I couldn't go to sleep. Next day, my stomach feels horrible, and like I power through doing everything, and like I get to class Wednesday night. Oh, Wednesday, that was when the shooting happened.
So
I find out about that, and then I'm
terrible.
I'm like, should I still go to school? Like, because they're like, well, certain buildings are like closed now, and I was like, Fullerton's not like, it's only like, I think it's an hour and a half or something, or an hour, 40 minutes or something from like the site of the shooting. So I was like, it's close enough.
Yeah. You know what my brother told me? He told me he was doing some, like, not, I don't know how recently this was, a few months ago, I think. But he says he probably knocked on the door. Like, he was in the same, apartment area, like, going door to door selling that they live at, that the people live at. So
that's
he
crazy.
Probably may have knocked on their door, or, like, may have knocked on, like, their neighbor's door around them and stuff. So
that's crazy.
Pretty nuts.
That's really nuts.
Yeah.
So then, like, I end up going to school, and I'm listening to CNN the whole way up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, crazy. It's just so crazy to me. And then I get to class, and my classmates, like one of my close friends, he's like, "You look like shit, man. Like, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then even in class, my teacher says something, and then I raise my hand to give, like, add on to it. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much just, like, restate what the teacher said. And yeah. After it, I'm just like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I just feel like crap." And she's just like, "It's okay." Like, he's like, "It's late in the semester. It's okay." And I'm like, "Okay, good." So then, an interesting thing happened in class. A few weeks ago, me, that friend in class, and then another guy in one of our other classes, we're in that other class, and we're talking about the teacher, and that other person who's not in our class with us is like, "Oh, you know, he's gay." Like, and I was like, "Really? Like, I feel like he said something about his wife before." And the teacher said, and the guy's like, "Yeah, he slipped up one time and was like, 'Oh, my husband.'" And then, like, but no one caught on apparently. But then this time in class, ever since then, I've been realizing he's like, "Oh, like, we went this place. We did this for Thanksgiving." He doesn't say, like, specific, or my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, whatever. And so I'm like, "Huh, that's weird." And then in class this week, he's like, "My husband," he said it, like, out. Just blatantly. He's like, "Oh, he's going to kill me for this." He's a big nerd. He's big into, like, Blizzard or something like that. Because we're talking about podcasts. And then I was like, I didn't know how to react. I was like, good for him. Because, like, obviously, like, he has never done that. So, like, it must be a big deal for him. But then I was like, it's bold, man. Like, it only takes, like, one idiot in class to be like, "Hey, fuck you. I'm like, you gay piece of shit."
Is that what people do?
I don't know. No one did that.
That seems... seems weird if you do that. I think everybody would, like, go on that guy and be like, what's wrong with you? That guy yelling out.
Yeah, probably. But I was just like, it must be hard as a teacher to have to, like, deal with students. And then, like, you know, the students have, like, people have, like, views.
Yeah.
And then when it's something, like, that personal, you know, like, that's straight up personal. That's as personal as you can get, in my opinion. Like sure. I think that, like, you're all
but
about
that. But
there's
got to be, like... racist kids out there too. Like,
yeah, but I don't think a racist kid would stay this long in the teacher, like, unless the teacher was just like, "Oh, I'm not," like, didn't say, like, it was well, like Jewish or something, and then they, like, never mentioned it until, like, close to the last day. Week of school.
Damn it!
And the guy's like, "Fuck you." So yeah, that happened, and then Thursday. Still felt crappy. Went to school and all that and went to work.
So you think it was from the food, though?
I don't know. Like... I was, like, trying to figure it out. My mom thinks it was from... I think it's, like, from stress and the food didn't help or something. My mom thinks it's because I've been doubling up on my vitamin C intake.
Yeah.
On those vitamin C pills you get from Costco, and I haven't been drinking enough water. So she's like, it's probably, like, your stomach is probably, like, crazy right now. So, yeah. And then, Thursday I went to school. Friday, hung out at home, played some video games. It's going to be interesting. I always said, like, I'm just trying to keep my head above water this whole semester. Yeah. And now it's to the point where I'm, like, nearly drowning. I'm on the level where, like, water is coming in my mouth sometimes.
And this is, like, the most work. Like, it's all building up, and then it's also probably the most work because all the tests and...
Yeah, the thing, I don't have tests in, like, two of my classes, which I'm stoked on.
That's good.
And then I have tests in three of my classes I don't have tests. But I have, like, a big presentation this upcoming week. I have another presentation in another class. I have a presentation final week of class. And I have a big report due on the final week of class. Or two big papers due on the final week of class. And I haven't started even one on one of them. So it'll be interesting. I have a presentation due this week that I don't have to present. And it'll be interesting to see if I survive.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Just, this semester is just crazy for you. Overloaded.
And then next semester is, like, so dumb. It's just, like, astronomy 101 with the lab. And then comparative religion and visual communications. That's it. And then I'm done and I can... Oh, and then I was talking to some people, and they're like, "Oh, we should all sit together during graduation." I was like, "I'm not planning on watching."
Yeah.
And they're like, why? And I was like, I don't have any relationship with this campus. Mm-hmm. I was like, I like Irvine campus, and like, I just don't feel like it. Like, I'd never participated in any extracurricular activities here. I barely know my way around campus. There was like, I think there was a blood drive a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh, I should participate in that. But I didn't know, like, they had the location on the poster, mm-hmm. but I didn't know where that location was.
Yeah.
So I was like, I guess I'll just go home. Like,
can't find it easily enough.
Yeah, like, I don't know where that is for sure, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to waste my time walking around looking for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I really don't feel like it. I'm those two people I was talking to, like, they're, I would consider them friends now, mm-hmm. but, like, I don't have that many, like, I didn't meet that many people from school that I'm yeah. still in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone is, like, that one guy in my class who told me I look like shit is because he's in, like, three of my classes. And then, and he's a really nice guy. But, and then, like, these two people, because we're in, like, a class that we all hate, and we just talk about it before class. Yeah.
It's so stupid, this class.
Yeah. And for some reason, they asked me for my phone number instead of the other way around. So, la-ti-da. Hmm. But yeah, I don't know. That's it. And then, yeah, I don't know where the sickness came from. I tried so hard this semester not to get sick, and it freaking freaked me out. Like, I was so miserable. That Tuesday night killed me. Like,
yeah.
It was so bizarre. Terrible. I thought I was like, I'm getting ulcers or something. I don't know what it is. But I'm fine now. Allegedly.
Yeah, hopefully that's kind of, I mean, let's try to go this week. Maybe you won't get sick.
Yeah.
For a whole week.
Oh, and then I bought on Cyber Monday this last week. Yeah. So I bought some stuff I'm excited for. I bought a pair of fancy, very fancy headphones. I feel like I was so reluctant to press buy it now on Amazon.
Is it too fancy?
Yeah, it's just like, normally they're $500 headphones.
Ooh.
On Cyber Monday, they were $300, and now they're back at $500.
Yeah, what a deal.
So it's like, it's a for sure deal, and everyone online saying it was like a great deal.
That's definitely a deal.
So I'm just like, so they shipped to my house.
But
so
you're like, it's high budget.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a lot. I'm like, if someone's like, what? Now I'm a person who's willing to spend like $300 mm-hmm. on headphones.
Yeah.
Granted, I mean, I buy so many different types of headphones. Mm-hmm. That, like, I've easily spent $500 on headphones, like, because I buy, like,
cumulatively.
Well, because, like, I buy earbuds, and then I'm like, someone's like, oh, these earbuds are like $12 and they sound better than like $60 headphones. And I'm like, oh, let me buy those. Like,
yeah,
it's only $12. So, like, it accumulates.
Yeah.
But then, like, this are like really expensive headphones. Cool.
If they're really awesome, maybe worth it.
Yeah, they're gigantic too, though. Yeah. And they don't work like normal speaker. They're not like speakers pointed at your ears. They're like this membrane that when electrified. It's like, sounds pretty awesome. I'm excited. I've never read a bad review about it. So, and then I bought new headphones for the studio. I bought one pair of headphones for the studio to see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it works out, I can buy more. Because apparently the headphones I bought just now are like super comfortable and you can wear them for like hours at a time. Mm. And these headphones that we wear right now are not comfortable.
Not at all.
And they hurt after a few hours.
Yes, very much.
Which is how long it takes
which
to
record. Which is how long we have them on for.
Yeah. So I was like, let me try these out. Made by the same company, but these have like a detachable wire. So if anything breaks in the wire, you just replace the wire.
Change the wire, yeah.
Unlike ours, which we're like toying around with.
Yeah, we get to like twist them because they, over time, just gets all weird.
So yeah. That's about it, though. Can't think of anything else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's about
it. That's the
week. Yeah. That's the week. Next week is probably going to be more exciting if I'm still alive. I mean, I'm still be alive if I'm not in like a vegetative
not, like,
state from exhaustion.
Sick and like, okay. Got to do this podcast.
Yeah.
Got to get through it.
I thought about it. I was like, how sick can I get? Because I did a podcast once.
You did
where
the one where
talk.
I had to read. Yeah, I had to read the all
you
had everything.
To, like, post everything. And it was, but that time it was like me, you,
that was
Brian, and Usher.
Yeah. That's where we always got to bring in
more
people when one of us is like two.
Not feeling well.
Because then it's just like, one person's doing everything. It's a lot. It's a lot of everything.
I can just type stuff up and you can just read it for me. Yeah. And be like, and Drew says, oh,
I don't believe this fact, but Drew's opinion on this is. You know what Drew did this week? I don't know, but he wrote it down.
Yeah,
so
he
I
wrote
read
it down
it.
For me. He wrote down his schedule. Yeah, because this upcoming week I have, yeah, so it's nothing on Monday. Thank God. Oh, I have to drop my parents off at the airport at LAX, which sucks. And then Tuesday, I have a presentation at the in the evening. Wednesday afternoon, I have my semester-long presentation. My whole semester has been building towards this one presentation. Then Wednesday after that, I have another presentation that I have to turn in but don't have to present. Then Thursday, they don't have anything, but we need I need to work on my paper for that class because we have a big paper due the following Thursday. And then the following Monday after that is my big paper for that class has to be turned in. Tuesday night or Tuesday morning. Oh, don't have class. Tuesday night. Have to do an in-class paper. Wednesday night, I have a final. Oh, Monday night, I also have a final. That's awesome.
Jeez.
Thursday morning, have a presentation. Thursday night, have to turn in a paper, and that's it.
When are you...
That's it.
When are you done that's, this semester, though? Is that is next week your week?
Not... Next week, but the week after. So, like, the week Star Wars opens up is my last week.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. That's what my life looks like for the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And now I need to corral people for my presentation. So, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And that's it for Destiny Pizzas this week. Come back next week. And we'll... Might have less news, might have more news, who knows?
We never know. That's the mystery
that
of
is the
news cycle.
Of the news cycle, especially and around this time.
Yes. You think, I guess we should talk about this before, you think like they saw the, because both the Civil War trailer and the Batman vs. Superman trailer were like...
Both on Jimmy Kimmel.
Both on Jimmy Kimmel, like both like surprises, like mm-hmm. we didn't hear about them. You think they're like, oh, they showed Civil War. We got to show Batman, Superman.
They showed Black Panther. Let's show a character we never talked about before.
Yeah, I think so. It's just like, it seemed really weird. Same show, like, same type of thing, randomly. I don't know.
Was Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill on?
I think it was just Ben Affleck. It just seemed weird. He went on Jimmy Kimmel. It's like, why would you, like, ABC? It just seems weird.
Yeah. But what do we know?
We don't know. We don't know anything. They got some strategies. I don't get them.
Yeah.
Maybe they work. Maybe they don't. I don't know.
Probably won't.
Probably not.
Not for them.
Nope. But they got to stop talking about Star Wars for a bit.
Nope. Star Wars.
There we go. They didn't work.
Yeah. Have a good week. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.